Mary Murphy from So You Think You Can Dance joining us on the line. Hey, Mary.
Hey.
You know, last time we chatted, it was very, very early in the morning. It was like 5 or 6 o'clock, and you were just a ball of energy during the auditions. If you remember, you did a scream in the restaurant, woke everybody up.
Yes.
See?
That's right. I think I was in Australia.
It's all coming back to you
to
now.
I went upstairs in the restaurant and gave it a big woohoo.
How did the court case... Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Now,
the good news is that So You Think You Can Dance is number one in Australia. So when I screamed, everybody knew it wasn't anybody had to come running for it. They just knew who it was.
So, you know what, though? I understand where you get all the energy from. I mean, So You Think You Can Dance, just an exciting show. You can't help but get into it, really.
No, you really can't. And these kids deserve all the enthusiasm, I tell you. To see what they do in 5.5 hours, It still boggles my mind, and I have to say I do try some other dance styles just to kind of get a gist of what they have to go through, and I can tell you I've been trained in ballroom for so many years, I tried to take a little African, a little hip-hop, a little belly dance, and I was like, oh my God, I felt like a 2-year-old again trying to move in a different way. I was like, my body just does not want to go there. And these kids run up against that, you know, but I thought there'd be a train wreck after a train wreck, but actually that just doesn't happen.
Well, let's talk about how the auditions wrapped up across the country. First off, who from this group that's on the show right now were you most surprised at?
That made it?
Yes.
You mean I was probably Tony, the Melissimo, the hip-hop kid.
Right.
He's probably just skating in there. But the thing is we just saw so much potential in him, and we do this almost every year. We give a kid, you know, a chance that we think has the possibility of really growing. And I think he will be. You know, of course, he drew hip-hop the first week, so he lucked out there that he drew his own dance style. But, you know, he is pretty much a freestyler, so that wasn't the easiest thing for him to follow choreography. But, however, at least it's in the way that he moves. It'll be very interesting, you know, to see him in the coming weeks, if he's still here with us, that to watch him do other styles, because I think that'd be fascinating to see if he can pull off a quick step or something like that, or a contemporary number.
Now, there were some good surprises in the Miami auditions. Jeanette came back. There was this backflip splits kind of thing. You gave it a scream anyway, so it was a good thing, right?
That's always a good thing.
Yeah. No. They'd be worried, though. That's the thing. If she doesn't scream...
I scream like when I saw those mutants, the people that call them the mutations from New York auditions. I mean, where they're just all double-jointed all over their body. That just, you know, creeps me
it's
out
a little
to
odd.
See that. And so that's a different kind of scream, I suppose. That was like, whoa. That's really hard for me to watch.
So how many of the past...
It just doesn't look like they should be moving in that way, in the way that they... They just look like they have no bones whatsoever.
I'm sure there's a show on Animal Planet or something for them.
Yes, I believe there is.
So now, how many of the past...
They have a pretty large dance troupe, and I think that, you know, with the kids out there, they're probably hugely popular.
Yes. There's a market for everything. So how many of the past contestants that come back, try it again, make a significant improvement?
Well, you know, every year somebody makes it into our top 20 that has tried out again. Of course, Ashley, who's in the top 20 right now, she has tried out 4 seasons in a row. And every year, you know, we tell her a little something, come back. And, you know, it's just great to see that some people have the determination and motivation to do that, because I think if you're going to be a dancer, there isn't a lot of money at the end of the day involved in it. You have to have determination and motivation to make it in this field, without a doubt.
But it's not always good when people come back. Mary Murphy, stick around. We're going to talk more about the competition coming up in just a little bit. Back to the music now on Top of the Charts.